We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Quarter till nine. Once again, happy birthday to Gail Benson today. I hope you have a great one, although it's going to be bittersweet after the events of yesterday with Sean Payton announcing his retirement Wednesday, January 26th. Today, sun returns, highs of 54. It's chilly outside. Steve Geller joins us now, same sideline reporter, and I saw his tweet yesterday about Sean Payton approaches the podium for one last time. And that's the way you meant it to be read, didn't you, Steve?
Absolutely.
Tell me, in terms of the media's relationship with Sean, he talked about something about ice cream and so forth. I didn't quite get that because I'm not on the list, I guess. But what was the relationship like between you all as reporters and Sean Payton?
Yeah, Sean mentioned that he became a lot softer, I guess you could say that, to the media after his initial coming to New Orleans. Had his guard up with the media and kind of loosened his reins up. I wouldn't say he was, you know, totally as accessible as he claimed to be, but definitely a fair coach. And I think he gave us a lot of answers to our questions that were upfront and honest. A lot of times telling us things that you kind of had to read between the lines to get it, but he would come out and tell you right up front what was going on with his team. I just think that the presence this guy has, the players respected him, the staff respected him, and the thing for me with the players, it was kind of like that father figure, not saying he was their dad, but the fact that everybody was out to please this guy, and you could tell that the effort, the passion, and the love of the game with him just transferred over with everybody, and they wanted to please Sean, and all he wanted to do was win. As for the ice cream, that was a Christmas present that he would send out to the local media every year, and he made a comment that this season it was a little late. It came after Christmas. Usually it comes before, but yeah, it was Jenny's ice cream, and it's delicious stuff, and appreciate Sean. And he said that will carry over. So the media getting Christmas treats won't stop with him leaving after this season. Well, right now, actually.
What's it like when you're covering him every day? I guess you're out there and you guys are you're on the sideline during the games and so forth. Is there something about his demeanor that we don't know that you saw that maybe we didn't?
I would just say that you've heard the talks from players and other folks of game day Sean is just different. You don't want to mess with him. And I found that out pretty early on my first year on the sideline, preseason, whatever. I was so nervous. I wasn't even paying attention to things. But I remember the first home game, you know, the people, everyone's coming out, and there's me standing on the field, and I see Sean coming out, and I'm looking, smiling, and I give him a nod, and basically, I just get the stare of death from him. Like, what are you even doing acknowledging me? But Sean was definitely an intense character on the sideline, and that translated over to the team. They were always, I would always say, you can never tell the score of a Saints game just by looking at the sideline, whether it were up or down, because the mood and the intensity is always the same.
Did you have any indication this was coming? I'm guessing you didn't.
No, not at all. In fact, I had a crazy theory out there that this whole Sean Payton talk of him either going to another team or possibly going to the broadcast booth was like a big guerrilla marketing campaign for his Netflix movie that's coming out Friday. I figured that they was just trying to drum up some extra publicity for it.
Well, like I said, Steve, earlier, between the bath I took betting football over the weekend and my prediction on Sean Payton, I was afraid to predict the sun was going to come up today because I thought I might be wrong on that. We're going to take a break. We'll pick it up here. Come back talking to Saints sideline reporter Steve Geller. Of course, he's, you know, pretty close to the organization. I'm sure he's got a phone full of players' numbers and so forth. I'll talk to you generically, Steve, about feedback from players and what you're hearing. And also looking ahead to who's likely to get the job. Time now for traffic on WWL. Sean Payton at his press conference yesterday. It is currently 8:56. I'm Tommy Tucker. Talking to Steve Geller, Saints sideline reporter. It's easy to say it's just a game or it's just football. But after Katrina, let's face it, for those of us that were here and lived here, it's a lot more than that. Steve Geller, looking ahead, what does your gut tell you? Is there a feeling amongst the people that cover the team as to Dennis Allen? Does he have the inside track?
That seems to be the general consensus. Everyone's odds-on favorite at the moment. I guess a cherry on top of his resume that he has already with this team, you can look at him taking over the head coaching duties this past season when Sean Payton was out with COVID, and the Saints just happened to beat the Bucs that day, undermanned 9-0 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So that was a nice addition for Dennis Allen's resume. I know folks are a little hesitant because of his past history as a head coach with the Raiders, but you really can't look at that, for me at least, as his head coaching resume, just because of how dysfunctional that Raiders organization was while he was there.
What about the quarterback situation? Because Sean Payton leaves a quarterback room with three guys that he picked, or at least that he chose to be in that room. Jameis Winston, of course, is injured, and Taysom Hill had a tough season, and Ian Book, who had a tough time of it when he was in the game. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's a huge question right now. Not only is this team looking for a new head coach, but a starting quarterback. I mean, we know Ian Book had a one rookie outing against the Miami Dolphins, which was not fair to even judge him on that performance, considering the amount of players that were not present for that game. It was an abomination that they even had to play that Monday night game. And then with Taysom Hill, we know he's locked up and is the Swiss Army knife of this team. But is he a starting quarterback will be a big question for the next head coach, whoever comes in. And right now, not only does he have a busted finger on his throwing hand, but 2 feet that he needs surgery on one foot and then was dealing with plantar fascia on the other. And Jameis Winston is a free agent, which now that Sean Payton is out of the picture, I'm a little more concerned that if the Saints are interested in him, he might seek greener pastures elsewhere, just because we heard from Winston how much he coming to New Orleans was a big decision for him because of getting to learn from Drew Brees, being around Sean Payton, and now both of those guys are gone. And so for as many people were critical of Jameis Winston, he might be seeking options elsewhere now without Peyton's presence on this team. I don't think that they're going to be, you know, looking in the first round of the upcoming NFL draft for a guy. I still think this is a roster that is built to win this coming season. That's still a playoff caliber team. The problem is now trying to attract those big names that everybody's been talking about, an Aaron Rodgers, a Russell Wilson, even a Deshaun Watson, despite his legal issues. What's the attraction now to New Orleans without Coach Payton and his offensive mastermind around?
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate your time. We'll continue the conversation with Deuce and Bobby Hebert next hour here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.